207.1, when you take up your duties as a parent in the strength of God, with a firm determination never to relax your efforts nor to leave your post of duty in striving to make your children what God would have them, then God looks down upon you with approbation. He knows that you are doing the best you can, and He will increase your power. He will Himself do the part of the work that the mother or father cannot do. He will work with the wise, patient, well-directed efforts of the God-fearing mother. Parents, God does not propose to do the work that He has left for you to do in your home. You must not give up to indolence and be slothful servants, if you would have your children saved from the perils that surround them in the world. 207.2 Cling to Jesus, when trials come. Parents, gather the rays of divine light which are shining upon your pathway. Walk in the light, as Christ is in the light. As you take up the work of saving your children and maintaining your position on the highway of holiness, the most provoking trials will come. But do not lose your hold. Cling to Jesus. He says, "Let Him take hold of my strength, that He may make peace with me, and He shall 208 make peace with me." Difficulties will arise. You will meet with obstacles. Look constantly to Jesus. When an emergency arises, ask, "Lord, what shall I do now?" 207.3 The harder the battle, the greater their parents' need of help from their Heavenly Father, and the more marked will be the victory gained. 208.1 Then work in faith. Patiently, lovingly, as faithful stewards of the manifold grace of Christ, parents are to do their appointed work. It is expected of them that they will be found faithful. Everything is to be done in faith. Constantly they must pray that God will impart His grace to their children. Never must they become weary, impatient, or fretful in their work. They must cling closely to their children and to God. If parents work in patience and love, earnestly endeavoring to help their children to reach the highest standard of purity and modesty, they will succeed. 208.2 Chapter 34, Father's Position and Responsibilities. True definition of husband. The home is an institution of God. God designed that the family circle, father, mother, and children, should exist in this world as a firm. 211.1 The work of making home happy does not rest upon the mother alone. Fathers have an important part to act. The husband is the houseband of the home treasures, binding by his strong, earnest, devoted affection the members of the household, mother and children, together in the strongest bonds of union. 211.2 His name, houseband, is the true definition of husband. I saw that but few fathers realize their responsibility. 211.3 The head of the family firm. The husband and father is the head of the household. The wife looks to him for love and sympathy and for aid in the training of the children, and this is right. The children are his as well as hers, and he is equally interested in their welfare. The children look to the father for support and guidance. He needs to have a right conception of life and of the influences and associations that should surround his family. Above all, he should be controlled by the love and fear of God and by the teaching of His Word, that he may guide the feet of his children in the right way. 211.4 The father should do his part toward making home happy. Whatever his cares and business perplexities, they should not be permitted to overshadow his family. 212 He should enter his home with smiles and pleasant words. 211.5 The lawmaker and priest. All members of the family center in the father. He is the lawmaker, illustrating in his own manly bearing the sterner virtues: energy, integrity, honesty, patience, courage, diligence, and practical usefulness. The father is in one sense the priest of the household, laying upon the altar of God the morning and evening sacrifice. The wife and children should be encouraged to unite in this offering and also to engage in the song of praise. Morning and evening the father, as priest of the household, should confess to God the sins committed by himself and his children through the day. Those sins which have come to his knowledge and also those which are secret, of which God's eye alone has taken cognizance, should be confessed. This rule of action, zealously carried out by the father, when he is present, or by the mother, when he is absent, will result in blessings to the family. 212.1 The father represents the divine lawgiver in his family. He is a laborer together with God, carrying out the gracious designs of God and establishing in his children upright principles, enabling them to form pure and virtuous characters, because he has preoccupied the soul with that which will enable his children to render obedience not only to their earthly parents but also to their heavenly Father. But 212 point to the Father must not betray his sacred trust. He must not, on any point, yield up his parental authority. 212.3 To walk with God.The Father will bind his children to the throne of God by living faith. Distrusting his own strength, he hangs his helpless soul on Jesus and 213 takes hold of the strength of the Most High. Brethren, pray at home, in your family, night and morning. Pray earnestly in your closet, and while engaged in your daily labor, lift up the soul to God in prayer. It was thus that Enoch walked with God. The silent, fervent prayer of the soul will rise like holy incense to the throne of grace and will be as acceptable to God as if offered in the sanctuary. To all who thus seek Him, Christ becomes the present help in time of need.